Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today's featured plant is summer squash. Now, if you think of summer squash as just the yellow straight neck or crook neck, there are a lot more varieties to try, from the fast-growing zucchini to the round scalloped varieties known as patty pan. Grow any of these in your garden, and you'll likely be harvesting their fruit all summer long. Just by its name alone, you know summer squash is a heat-loving plant, so don't plant it until soil temperatures have risen to 70 degrees. You can sow seeds directly outside or plant pre-started seedlings with well-established roots for a convenient and easy way to get growing quickly. Most classic summer varieties require a lot of real estate, so you'll need plenty of room, about 30 inches between each plant. The good news is, squash is very productive, so you won't need many. Because squash is so productive, it's a heavy feeder, so a steady supply of nutrients is important. Yet I found that if I take the time to thoroughly prepare my soil in advance with a generous supply of compost or well-rotted manure or composted shredded leaves, not only does it supply the nutrient requirements for the whole growing season, but it improves the soil to ensure I have adequate drainage while still retaining sufficient moisture. Both important requirements for growing most plants successfully, especially squash. Then make sure to thoroughly mulch the area around your plants. As leaves and the hollow stems spread out and lay across the ground, keeping them dry and out of contact with the wet soil is important for several reasons, and mulch helps with that a lot. When deciding on which varieties to grow, you have a lot of choices. For yellow squash, try the new Pick and Pick Hybrid, a Burpee Home Gardens exclusive. It's an extremely productive plant with golden yellow, crookneck fruit that ripen early. And I especially like it for its compact, bushy form, so it requires less space in the garden. For zucchini, Burpee Hybrid has been their top seller for over 40 years. And for something fun in a smaller garden or container, try Lunar. It's another compact, bush-type plant that produces pale green, 2 to 3 inch round scalloped fruit. There are a few challenges when growing squash, so know your enemy. Squash bugs and squash vine borers are common. The latter you'll know when you come out one day and see your stems and leaves wilted and laying on the ground. The smoking gun is the sawdust-like residue at the base of the plant stem, a sure sign you have the squash vine borer inside. The other pest is the squash bug, not to be confused with the borer. This is a mean-looking brown insect that's hard to control once they arrive. Hand-picking is your best natural defense if you can stay on top of them, but I prefer to cover my plants with a lightweight row cover, supported by hoops from the moment they're in the ground, to keep all pests off the plants. Basically, it's a physical pest barrier. But it's important to remove the cover during flowering so pollinating insects can access the flowers. Very important, I might add, if you expect to harvest fruit later. Then the cover goes back on through completion of the harvest. And speaking of the harvest, cut your ripe fruit often, once it's 4 to 5 inches long. Ripening fruit grows quickly, and the more and sooner you harvest, the more productive your plants will be. And that's also the down and dirty on growing summer squash. So now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.